How do you sum up a life of a good man? So many memories and qualities, and try to compact them into a few words. Harry Chartier was a man who lived a life of integrity and inspired others through his kindness, humility, and humor. Harry gave us a tip of the country hat and joined up with the Ghost Riders in the Sky on Monday, February 3rd, 2014. He leaves behind his loving children, daughter Susan Sky, son Tim, daughter-in-law Brooke, and a beautiful granddaughter, Lorraine Marie, all of Sitka, Alaska, as well as many, many friends all over the world. Harry was born on October 4, 1948, in Boise, Idaho. In 1978, he moved north to Alaska to work as an engineer in Skagway. Harry married Mary Soltis, and they moved to Sitka to raise their family in 1981. For nearly 20 years, Harry worked as a building official with the city of Sitka. He was dedicated to serving this community that he loved with fairness and integrity. He approached his job with a heart for service and a can-do attitude. Harry was a personality. He had a way of walking into a room and dragging cheer in right behind him. When he would meet a new person, he would look them in the eye, find a real, authentic connection with them, and leave that person feeling special and truly seen. Magically, Harry could even do this by sitting alone behind a microphone with his friends, his listeners, to his radio show Coming Up Country that he hosted here on Raven Radio every Friday night for many, many years. Harry also helped build community through volunteering with Southeast Regional Emergency Medical Services. He cared about people in their time of need, and he was there for Southeast Alaskans. Harry's bones needed some sun, so after retiring from the city 10 years ago, he headed to Eastern Oregon and was living in Baker City at the time of his death. Many of us benefited from his gifts of rocks and pebbles and the arrowheads he would find in the desert. He had a smile for everyone he encountered, and he had two green thumbs on two helping hands. Mr. Chartier was a very patient man, especially while fishing and then preparing that catch for his guests. Harry respected peace and took time to touch many hearts. His generosity, enthusiasm, and strength through adversity, and his genuine love for life will not soon be forgotten. Our community can tip our country hat and wish Harry happy trails at a celebration of his life at Halibut Point Rec Center later this February. Contributions can be made to the Harry Chartier Memorial Fund at Wells Fargo Bank. On behalf of his family and his many friends, this is Lily Herwald.